We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, we're back. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Jim Galante here in the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. This is the second segment of James Franklin quotes that we're going to break down. We covered a good bit of ground before. We've got a handful more quotes. We're going to start in the secondary. He talked about the secondary a good bit, as you'll hear coming up. But really a lot of confidence, not only in the cornerback rotation, but the safety rotation as well.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't feel that way for a number of reasons that I'll cover. I guess the first thing I'd say is I think it has a chance to be a strength. We went into this feeling really good about the corner position. I also am a big believer that it's the earliest place on the defensive side of the ball to make an impact as a young player. I think, you look at the corners that we've been able to recruit and develop. I think those guys are going to be able to come in here and compete at, right away. So I like our depth. I like our length. I like our talent at the corner position. We went into spring ball feeling like we had some question marks at safety. But then after spring, we felt like we were probably a little bit further along there than we thought. And then obviously we got some guys that have joined our program in the summer that are going to help add to that as well. So, I think we're going into this thing with a lot of confidence in our secondary.
So the gist of the question there, without hearing it, I believe was about cornerbacks and about whether there was some concern or whether maybe it was just defensive backfield as a whole. Cornerbacks, my guess is fan sentiment. Is there some belief in that position? Because there's been continuity really since James Franklin got here to now. You believe in Tariq Caster Fields. You have some options at the number three corner. Safety position, we've covered that a million times, but really you're talking about one entrenched starter in Garrett Taylor, who we'll hear more about him shortly, and three talented guys battling it out for that second starting job, but a pretty good rotation there too. So I really believe in him saying that there's confidence in this defensive backfield.
And again, trying to read the tea leaves when he talks about cornerback being the first place that young players can play. I think he's talking about Keaton Ellis.
Sure. Yeah.
And at safety, he talked about things getting better in the summer. Isn't that when Brisker showed up?
Yeah.
So those were my takeaways.
And I think that that's absolutely true. If you weren't optimistic about Jaquan Brisker before, they've said a lot of things. Dwight Gault has raved about how much he's developed in a short amount of time. There are some good bodies here, and I think there's good rotations at both safety and cornerback. Some questions for sure, but a lot of possible solutions. Speaking of corners, John Reed, your projected starter now as a redshirt senior. James Franklin talked about him and where he's at and maybe being even better physically now than he was before his knee injury.
For us, and then John Reed is the other one. John's a guy, obviously, coming back off an injury yesterday at practice. Not only did he look as good as he did pre-injury, but better from an experience, from a maturity, from an understanding of our defense and of our culture. So,
all right. So with John Reed, maturity and understanding have always been a big part of the appeal. And when, you're his size at 5'10", whatever, you're not the ball hawk that grabs attention, grabs headlines. You're just the super reliable, very good cover corner. Those things tend to get overlooked a little bit. And then with John having that knee injury in 2017, coming back and not quite being himself until the late stages of 2018, it's easy to kind of forget about him. But I think this was just another reminder that he is a very important piece of what they do. He is very reliable. He knows the scheme as well as anybody. He studies as hard as anybody. And now physically, he's at a place where he's not just where he was before, but he's even better now. And I think for Penn State, the more you're able to forget about John Reed, the better off the defense probably is, right?
Exactly. And the two notes that I took out of that is the number one issue is physically. The further away he was from his injury, the better. And the second thing is, in this day and age, you do not have that many veterans, that many guys who've been in the program as long as he has been, which could only help.
Yeah, and you know, especially since as a freshman, he looked like he'd already been there for 7 years. He, with that in mind, maturity-wise, he's about a 19th year senior right now. Speaking of praise, and this is somebody we've talked about a little bit too. We've mentioned Shane Simmons. How about Shaka Toney and James Franklin putting some praise on him? Everybody's been praising Shaka Toney, but here's what James had to say about him.
The other guy probably not getting talked enough about is Shaka Toney. Shaka Toney is a guy, obviously, within our program, has got so much respect, is so explosive. He's great for our offense tackles with his get-off and his speed. Tested really well this offseason. I think he's going to have a huge year for us.
So to add to that, I believe Brent Pry also talked about Shaka Toney on Saturday and said he's just not subscribing to the theory or the idea now that he's limited to a certain down situational pass rusher type guy. He believes that Shaka Toney is a more complete player now and it isn't what fans might believe that he is. And so, you know, James Franklin believing that Shaka Toney is going to have a huge year. I believe it is absolutely possible, but I just still don't quite have an explanation for, you know, why we didn't hear more from him last year. I suspect he'll play a little bit more than he did last year, but, you know, to believe he can have an impact, absolutely. I just need to see it personally. I think it's great that these guys are raving about him. We know what his potential is. To see that his weight is up, his strength is up, that's also encouraging. But I think, you know, to speak on behalf of a lot of fans, I don't know if this is out of turn or not, we just need to see that on a consistent basis from Shaka Toney.
The best and worst thing that happened to him was the one game was at Indiana
four
where
sacks.
He had four sacks in a quarter or something to that effect. But what's encouraging, no one questions that first step, that quickness. So when they talk about him, his improved size and strength, that's really important. And don't underestimate competition. We talked about these defensive ends. We talked about, say, Shane Simmons and Owe, along with Matos. You better play. Lift your game or you're not going to play. I think that's tremendous incentive.
Yeah, I do too. And that's exactly what James Franklin has tried to build a culture around was to competition elevates everyone. There's a good bit of it now, especially for these veterans who, you know, you've got Jason Owe, who looks like the next coming down the pipeline. It's the challenge is on these guys to kind of hold that off and push that back. Another guy, you know, I think I would put him in the same category as John Reed as a fifth year senior. Steven Gonzalez had the option, he explored putting his name in for the NFL draft. He decided to come back. That I think is an important development that probably still goes, we don't talk about it enough, but Steven Gonzalez is back and James Franklin is excited that he is.
And I also wanted to bring up Gonzalez. You know, Gonzalez had a decision to make at the end of last year. I think he made the right decision and came back. Really excited about his experience, really excited about his development, excited about what he's going to do during camp from a leadership perspective as well as from a technique and fundamental and offensive leadership perspective. I think he's going to have a big year for us as well.
So Steven Gonzalez has a chance to be that all Big Ten type player. He has been around and played so much football. But I think the most important thing is you talk about Michael Mennett at center. You talk about Rasheed Walker trying to break him in as a starting left tackle. Steven Gonzalez being there by his side and knowing exactly what's going on and maybe making some of the calls and communicating with Walker and being just a rock right there. I think that's a big part of Penn State's offensive line is to be able to kind of give Rasheed Walker a little bit of cover.
Exactly, and having that veteran presence. And for Gonzalez, and even James Franklin said, good decision for him to come back. I believe that also. So next year's narrative will be so many years as a starter, carrying that offensive line. And if the team performs well, that will carry over, I think, especially with offensive linemen. If the running game does well, limit the number of sacks and all those things, he can take advantage of that. And I don't think he had that last year.
And he's going to be Penn State's best offensive lineman. Probably. He's going to be Penn State's best offensive lineman where you couldn't have really said that previously during his time as a starter. So that's going to count for something also. James Franklin also excited about Garrett Taylor and talked about the safety position a little bit more in depth than we heard from him before.
In our secondary, GT's had a great summer. He looks unbelievable. He is lean and as explosive and as fast as he's been. He's obviously got tremendous experience as well. And then obviously that other position, you know, with Lamont Wade, with Brisker, with Sutherland, with a number of guys that have played and also, you know, we think have a chance to, you know, make an impact for us. So we feel good. You know, obviously we still got a lot of work to do and we got to gain experience with those guys and get them really confident and comfortable, you know, with our schemes and what to expect. But, you know, I know Coach Banks and I know Coach Smith feel good.
Thoughts here on Garrett Taylor, who is another player probably taken for granted some, but they're excited about him. I thought he had a great year last year. Could be a very important part of this defense now.
I thought what was exciting about his season last year, I felt he was much better at the end of the season than he was in the beginning. It looked like he was coming up and making plays that you didn't see him make earlier in the season and earlier in his career. So I'd like to see that right from the get-go.
One more quote here. Yutor Gross-Matos, back from suspension, James Franklin talked about his attitude and approach since he returned.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously you want as much time with guys as you possibly can, but, you know, he's a mature guy. He's had a great summer from what I see. He looked great yesterday. I know he's appreciative of being back. And, you know, I think he's going to have a really big year for us. You know, as the year went on last year, he really started to kind of separate himself, I think, into one of the more elite defensive ends in college football. You know, he's lean. I think he told me yesterday he's 255 pounds. He's been as big as 265. I could see him playing 260 this year. So, you know, we're very pleased with him, you know, very pleased with him and his development and his appreciation for being at Penn State and his appreciation for being a part of our football program and his attitude and approach. You know, he's always been a guy that's always got a smile on his face. I think you guys probably read a bunch of different stories about his background. I think because of that background, he probably has a different sense of appreciation than maybe the rest of us. But, you know, we're expecting big things out of him.
So nothing new when it comes to Yutor Gross-Matos about his suspension that cost him the spring, had him coming back. Obviously expecting big things, James Franklin, as we all are. His attitude and approach are apparently right where they need to be, so we'll see. I don't think his play on the field is going to be much of a question mark. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Hope you enjoyed the James Franklin quotes and the show itself. You can check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and download the Keystone Sports app.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.